Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, guys. Happy Tuesday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those tasty vibes.
Not every ounce of air in my lungs.
That's
out.
It. You're done for the day. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes through the roof this morning? Oh, we hope so. Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
They're here. They're over there. They're everywhere. We're excited for them to be here. But let's start with our friend, Kaylee. Kaylee says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I'm heading to Florida. And we're going to just absolutely kill it.
Nice.
Who are you going with?
Which part?
No, tell us.
How
tell
long?
Us everything.
When you come back.
Please.
Come back to us, Kaylee.
Tell us more. So that's amazing.
You're leaving when it's going to be a high of 81 today?
Really going to be a high of 81?
This is my favorite part about the weather, okay? You guys ready for this? The temp today, high of 81, windy conditions expected around 8 a.m., but the wind gust will be up to 26 miles per hour, making the temp feel like 49. What? Oh, okay. It's only going to drop 40 degrees.
I'll just be out in the sun.
Crisping. I'll never understand it.
All
right.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Vibes are up because my daughter has her first ever field trip, and I'm the bus driver for it.
Oh.
Also from Ontario.
Wow.
Crushing it. Like, you're actually driving the bus, or you're transporting her? Just confirm for us.
I feel like she's driving the bus.
Move that bus.
Big Bertha. Driving the bus this morning.
Did your school have bus names, like little characters on the side?
No, never. My bus was 478. Oh. Get your ass on the bus. Let Darlene take you home.
Yeah, Greece did it differently, obviously.
What
but
characters?
Mine was Thumper.
You guys had actual characters?
We had Disney characters on the side of our... Yeah, Thumper. Mine was Thumper.
You're so proud of yourself right now.
No, I know. It was honestly a highlight of my childhood, so...
I've never heard of that. I've never seen it.
I don't know. Do other schools, maybe it's just a Canandaigua thing, do other schools have, maybe not like Disney characters per se. Also, I feel like there's some type of legality there, but whatever. They sent it anyways. Yeah, there used to be, I don't think there is anymore, but there
I've used never to be saw that growing up.
Little, like, I don't know, maybe 12 by 12, maybe the size of like a record box, characters, whether it be Disney princess, Disney character.
Oh, it wasn't painted across the side of the bus. You're no, talking tiny like, one.
It was identifying said bus. I was Thumper. I don't remember the number.
Something is triggering my memory right now where a couple weeks ago, I think I saw like Lilo and Stitch on the side of a bus.
Yeah, because it's just like easier for
the kids to pinpoint remember. Which bus.
They can't remember the
yeah, that's a good idea.
Numbers, obviously.
Did you ever, by the way, I always tried sneaking on the bus with my girlfriend in high school to get dropped off at her house because her parents would still be at work till like 6.
Yeah.
Did you ever get away with doing that? Well, I snuck out a couple of times.
I just like forged notes.
So. Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah. And I would always be like, but
so and so's parents said I can do it.
Yeah. By the third time I was like a pro at it. I was like mastering my dad's signature. So. I could probably still do it today.
You brought the underbelly of the bus.
No, fully.
All right.
Calling on the emergency door for no reason. She confirmed she's driving said bus. So
okay, she is driving the bus. We love a strong, independent woman driving a bus.
That bus.
Yeah, we sure do.
Gorge. We'll see. What about you, Vibes?
Well, I mean, considering the temp's going to be 81 today, that's nice. Yesterday, really got after it outside. Anyone else go for like a nice little hike, walk, run?
Yeah, I was walking the Erie Canal.
Oh, nice.
In Brighton.
Big Fairport girl.
No, I was in Brighton.
Yeah, but you're doing all the East Side things.
Yeah, I guess. I just discovered this trail and I was like, gotta do it. When are they ever going to put the water back in the Erie Canal? That's the biggest question of the day.
Hopefully soon. But let's play a little game this morning. How much money did Moose spend on his Wegmans grocery bill yesterday? Breezy, I'm going to give you 3 guesses. Go ahead, see if you can hit the nail on the head.
I'll take it a step further and guess how many items you got as well. I'm going to say you got like 7 items for like 85, 95, somewhere in that range.
Somewhere in that range, but you're very close. Keep going.
Oh, so more items?
Not so much more items, just more in price.
That's sad. that's not something to be proud of. I don't know. 81?
We're not in the 80 range.
You said in between 75 and 85.
No, it's high. Said higher than 85. Keep going.
Oh, it's high. Oh, God. Yeah. Again, not something to be proud of. 92?
$92.36.
7 items.
Well, no. I mean, I got...
She's like, no, I got 8.
But the stuff I got is, I'm not going to lie. I looked in my fridge yesterday. I'm like, wow, where's my stuff?
Yeah, no.
I got a bag of chips. I got some hydrangeas. And I got some salmon and chicken and rice and salad kits. All stuff for the week. What are you going to do? I spent $92. All righty, guys.
Right.
Coming up for the big story of the day. Speaking of money, finally. An agreement on the state budget has finally come up. $254 billion we're talking. That's $14 billion more than last year. And we're going to tell you what they're going to be using it towards. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's Macy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, breaking news. Yesterday it was announced from Governor Kathy Hochul that lawmakers have finally come to an agreement on the state budget. An agreement on a $254 billion budget. That's $14 billion more than last year. But it was signed, sealed, and delivered. The budget includes $37 billion investment in schools, $110 million for building or renovating child care facilities, and then $50 million in general aid to cities and towns across New York. Mm-hmm. Where did that money come from? You think they raised it all through DOT alone?
I don't know.
community.
I mean, those tickets were hefty. And just for the record, I'm sure they're coming back, and there is nothing but construction just to the east of 490. So make sure you're slowing down.
Yes, you got to slow down.
You will be sitting in traffic in Bushnell's Basin for at least 45 minutes. So
oh, I hear it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
It's the worst thing you'll ever do.
Community college tuition will be free for some adult learners. And students in kindergarten through 12th, they're going to continue to receive free breakfast and free lunch. Cell phones will be banned from bell to bell in schools. I mean, obviously, school districts are required to develop policies to enforce these decisions. But it seems like they're going to put the money towards good use. Let me ask you something, though. With community college tuition being free for some learners, I don't know exactly who those learners are just yet. But would you consider going back to school to get
college?
To get a degree in something, or maybe take classes if it was free of charge?
No. So good. So good. Been there, done that, got 2 degrees, done with it.
Which ones are they?
Thank you so much. Associates in mass communication and broadcasting with a concentration in radio and audio engineering, and a bachelor's degree in mass media communication.
A lot of communication degrees. Yes. I don't know. I don't know if I would go back for an entire semester.
I wouldn't go back even if they paid me.
I don't know. I think I'd go back for a semester to take one class. I wouldn't mind taking a course. But if I were to get a degree, a second degree in something, you know, it would probably be something in marketing.
Why? We already do that.
Well, don't you want to become better at it?
I mean, the only way to get better is to practice.
Right, but there's things I don't know that they could teach me in school. I don't know. I think
I could probably learn on Instagram, so, for free.
I think I just want to feel young again.
You walk here on MTC with a backpack is crazy.
Yeah, it's just, I have the same backpack from freshman year of high school, and I used it my whole high school career into college. I still have it. Yeah, I'll pull out the four-screen JanSport, no problem. Coming up on the show, I firmly believe, you guys, that this one restaurant item is completely overpriced, and I'm wondering how many of you feel the same way. I shared my thoughts with someone, and apparently I'm not allowed to have an opinion on this because I don't work in a restaurant and could never understand why we're all paying $18 for this one dish. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm upset.
No, I suppose.
Because I firmly believe, you guys, all of us are overpaying for this one simple dish in a restaurant.
Oh, I was going to say one simple dish. Try everything we have ever. The tariffs are here. Well, I can't afford anything. I can't afford to put clothes on my back.
Well, there's one food item I have in mind. And when I spoke up to someone about it, they simply told me, I don't understand because I don't work in a restaurant and I'm not allowed to have an opinion on the matter.
Oh,
okay. Can anyone...
That's like parents being like, well, you're not a mom, so you actually can't speak on this topic or have an opinion whatsoever.
I just want to know if you guys can guess what item on most restaurant menus I could be referring to. What's the one item?
I was thinking the bread.
No, it's not a basket of bread.
Okay. Well, they are charging for that now, so things are tight all over.
You can have it as a starter or you can have it as a full meal.
Soup?
No, it's not the soup, but even some of that pisses me off. I am talking, if you guessed a simple Caesar salad, you hit the nail on the head.
Okay, well, like,
guys,
it's criminal to go out and order a Caesar salad.
It's not.
Okay.
Some of them make one hell of a Caesar salad. There are some restaurants in the city where you can eat it as a full meal and even have some to take home with you as leftovers.
Caesar salad is the most unhealthy item you could eat when you think you're trying to be healthy. There, I said it. There's like 80 grams of fat in that dressing. So
it's not about that. It's about it being overpriced. And it is one of the most overpriced menu items. When you compare what it costs to make it as opposed to what most places charge, I wanted a simple Caesar salad at a restaurant over the weekend. Typically, what are we talking about? No problem. $11-$12. And it's worse if you want to add a protein. It was an extra $7 for chicken. And they only gave me a couple pieces.
You end up paying like $28 for a salad. It's
that's
the
what I'm saying, Breezy. That's what I'm saying. This place wanted extra money for some chicken. And let's face it. It's usually romaine lettuce, cheese shavings, croutons, and Caesar dressing. Big deal. And here I am, and it's $22. And I'm not making a scene, but I'm looking around at my people in my party. I'm like,
the meerkat meme.
You can't tell me. Guys, you can't tell me that this isn't totally overpriced.
No,
and I get that restaurants have an overhead. I get all that. I'm just saying, come on.
No, I get it.
You're going to bend me over in front of all my friends?
Oh, well. Even if you buy it at Wegmans, like the pre-made kit.
That's what I did. Yes.
So expensive.
It was not. I mean, it wasn't.
You buy the chicken or protein separately. They have egg. They have shrimp.
So,
they all have it apportioned out. That's like $5 to $7, depending.
No, the salad kits are $3.99. So I bought it.
No. I mean, like the pre-made ones, like in like the that section.
You're talking $14.
That's just for the lettuce. Someone's high. Somewhere doing something different.
Look at Chris texted in. Unless you're in the restaurant business, you have no idea about all the overhead. Stay in your lane, Moose. This is what I was talking about. I can't have an opinion. We're not allowed to have an opinion on this.
I have a rule, and they've always had this rule. When I was 80 pounds heavier or not, I never, ever, ever in my life will go out to a restaurant and order a salad, because to me, that is a waste of money. I'm not enjoying it. I could make it at home. It's overpriced. And it hurts my soul.
Can I tell you?
To pay $25, $28.
Can I tell you how upset my buddy last Friday got? He's been asking me for months. I've never been in the Gatehouse in Village Gate. He goes, let me take you to the Gatehouse. I go,
And that's what you got?
No.
Oh my God.
Relax.
No.
So we go to the Gatehouse. He's all excited. Now, mind you, I forgot I was having lunch with him. An hour before that, I was just posted up at Gines having the biggest breakfast of my life.
Using the card that you thought you gave to me.
Right. Classic. I'm like, crap, I have lunch in an hour. I'm not hungry. So, of course, I'm a man of my word. I meet him at the Gatehouse because my buddy, he likes to have lunch at like 11:15, 11:30. Everything he does has got to be early. So I meet him, and I ended up getting the small yogurt parfait, and he was pissed. He was mad at me.
It's definitely disrespectful. It's disrespectful.
How do we feel about restaurants that don't list the price of their menu items?
Diabolical. Jail time. Criminal.
585-252-9800. Do we even have a restaurant in our city that has a menu like this? I don't know if we do.
We have to.
I've been to restaurants where there's no menu prices anywhere. And yes, those are obviously very expensive restaurants, but how do you feel about that?
It's just like playing Russian roulette with your credit card and hoping for the best. Like, would you ever go anywhere and buy something and just be like, yeah, maybe it's in my budget. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I have
you
done
get
that.
Up to the counter and you're like,
oh, yikes.
$1,100?
Like, I've done it.
I don't even have $1,100 in my bank account.
And I think there's a lot of menus in the city. There's a lot of nice restaurants where if you're buying a seafood dish, you usually say market price. You don't know what it cost.
Right.
Look at this guy. Look at Greg. I can't stand it. I'll go down the list and ask the server for the price on every dish. Maybe that's a douche move, but I'm not going to blindly order a plate of food that could cost $150 for all I know. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that on a date, Greg, but I understand where you're coming from.
This person says, as a chef, the general public would be absolutely disgusted at the food costs versus what we actually charge for the food.
Of course they would, but that's how they make their money. I get that.
This person says, You screwed up big time. The Caesar salad at the Gatehouse is absolutely amazing. It literally has pasta in it, and it's worth the outrageous price.
I just wanted a parfait.
So tough.
Restaurants that don't list their prices are telling you if you have to ask, you can't afford it. You're not wrong.
This person says, so if I can't afford the meal because I didn't know the price, whose fault is that?
You know what you're getting in. You walking into a restaurant, you know if they're going to list their prices on the menu sometimes. Like, wow, this is a really nice joint. I just don't know if there's any restaurants in the city that have that.
585-252-9800. If they do, if it exists here, I'm not going to them. I can't afford it.
One listener says, good morning, guys. I've never encountered this in all my life. If they can't provide a menu with prices on it, I'd simply leave. Take your date. We're going somewhere else.
Sorry.
Get up. I just wanted the Caesar salad.
Off to McDonald's we go.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show. 81 for the high today. Let's talk about this new TikTok trend that's going around. It's called the fill-in-the-blank challenge. Using phrases to your kids that we kind of grew up with to see if they would actually be able to fill in the blank. It doesn't sound like a lot of them did too well.
No, the toxic parenting
phrases
that our parents said to us growing up that, I mean, if we look back now, are pretty abusive and threatening, if I'm being honest. So, not the murder threats.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I don't know. When I hear some of those today, it's comforting. Like, I miss some of those days.
Some of those phrases are like why I'm in therapy. So, but anyways, we're not going to get into all that. That's
simple living.
Totally fine.
All right.
So anyways, these parents are like taking to TikTok. You know, I stay posted on TikTok and they're putting the camera up and they're asking I would say anywhere from like 3 to like 10 year old what these phrases are.
Okay.
And they're asking them to fill in the blank. So they'll start the phrase and then they'll go into it. So I thought this would be a fun game to play with you, considering the fact that we grew up very privy to these phrases and we heard these phrases, and this wasn't something that, you know, is going to be complete and utter shock to us.
Where did our parents get these phrases from?
Probably their parents. And I think I do take comfort in knowing that the cycle has broke and ended, kind of, because as much as I want to sit here and put my 2 cents on parenting, I know I'm not allowed to because I'm not a parent, but I think that some of these phrases that I'm going to say to you that you're going to finish and where we are now, they're night and day, but I think the truth somewhere lies in the middle.
All right, so we're filling in the blanks here.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Moose. Children should be
little angels.
Not you being the 4-year-old. Children should be seen, not heard.
Children should be seen, not heard.
Yes.
I don't know if that one was used with me growing up.
Used for me.
You don't have a voice? Okay.
Children.
Keep going.
I never stop talking. So they're like, stop talking.
All right.
I'll give you something
to cry about.
Yep. Ding. I brought you into this world.
And I will take you out.
The murder threats were kind of crazy.
Oh, God.
I don't know about all that.
How many of you listening have had parents that use these exact phrases?
No, like I said.
Play along with us.
Literally in therapy because of it. I love you, but
I don't love you that much.
Nope, that's... Well, now we know where your trauma comes from. I love you, but I don't like you.
Okay. That was never said to me. That was more of my mom saying that to my dad.
Oh,
all right, keep going.
Perfect. The marriage is falling apart? No, 40 years of just pure and utter bliss. Keep playing with me and...
Keep playing with me.
And 3 seconds on the clock.
You keep playing with me and you're going to get it bad.
Keep playing with me. See what will happen.
Oh, see, yeah. Okay. I've heard it.
Hey, stop crying. I'll give you something
to cry about.
Period.
Right.
So tough. All right, we're going to do a couple more here. Because I said so.
That was the worst. Because I said so.
Finish it.
Because I said so. That's why.
That's
It's all coming back. Do as I say.
Not as I do.
Oh my God. Now he's just chanting it out. All right. One more here.
Give me one good one. One good one, Breezy. These are phrases that parents told us when they were growing up. Because parenting back then was a little bit more toxic than it is now. A little bit more gentle parenting going on.
Yeah. Okay, the last one is, you can have privacy when...
you move out of my house.
You pay rent.
Yeah, when you pay rent. But I think my father's favorite was, I made you and I can break you.
Okay, we'll do a bonus one.
Oh, yeah, please. Let's get into it.
Okay, now go grab my...
go grab my belt.
Didn't have to say it like that. Not at all.
Is that it? Is that it? Go grab my belt. Oh, the belt was the worst, man.
My dad used to rip his belt off, fold it in half, and then just start.
Yeah, that's what my dad.
Like,
see, I think some parents too, like my grandpa was good at putting the fear in me out of a respect thing. So it's not like he wanted to hit me or punish me, but he would just stand up and then all of us would shut up and leave the room. That was it. He just had to stand up. And I remember my dad one day, I was giving my mom at 8 years old a really hard time. And my poor mom, three boys, she's doing the best.
She's a godsend.
She's doing the best she could. And I was giving my mom a really hard time and talking back. She called my father at work. My dad doesn't want to get a phone call at work.
No.
And she goes, here's what your son has been doing and saying to me. She goes, your father wants to talk to you. So my dad gets on the other line and goes, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go home. You're going to go upstairs in your room. You're going to wait for me. Your mom is going to punish you. And then when I get home, I'm going to have sloppy seconds and take care of that. And he goes, and then you're going to learn. I'm like, okay, what?
CPS Liz is having a field day right now. She's calling your parents as we speak.
I was like, sloppy seconds, what? They didn't mess around. God.
Which you confuse for sloppy joes for dinner, but these things happen.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So obviously parenting is a little different nowadays than it was back then. And the fact that we know these phrases to a T is quite alarming. But happy for all the kids on TikTok that don't know them.
Don't you think parents were more stressed out then than they are now? You think that's where it came from?
No,
Or do you think parents today are more stressed? Which one is it?
I think parents today are more stressed. How can they afford anything? Literally.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, too. All of our parents had
an all-time high. Diapers are like $40 a diaper.
Yeah, it must have been nice, like, out of high school to be able to afford a four-bedroom house. You know what I mean?
Gas was like 50 cents. I don't know. It's too much. Yeah. So props to the parents nowadays who are ultra stressed, can't afford anything, and are still nice to their kids. Not saying that our parents were mean, but they were unhinged.
No, we got the best parents. You know what I mean?
They were unhinged.
They just punished you differently, you know? It was different times. Different times.
No, fully.
All right, we're going to end this break real quick right now, okay?
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
So it's no surprise that a lot of colleges are coming to an end with like 2 to 3 weeks left, whether you're, you know, just ending your semester, graduating. We're obviously losing our intern, Joe, which we're super sad about because he's literally done everything for us. But
it's going to be bittersweet for sure.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be sweet whatsoever. I'm literally going to cry. But
I'm happy for him. He's finally becoming a man. He's graduating, going off into the real world.
I need him here with me. But anyways, there's a lot of different... there's so many colleges in the Rochester area, and I feel like we don't talk about that enough. And they do a lot of things at the end of the year to celebrate the semester and do all of the things. One college that I feel that gets slept on a lot is Roberts Wesleyan.
I agree.
Like, it's so far out in Chi-Lai that, like, it's not on the beaten path of, you know, 490 where, like, there's NAS and then there's, you know, St. John Fisher. And then if you go down to College Town, RIT, U of R, like, they're... those two colleges are near each other type of thing. And then what Roberts Wesleyan's like off the beaten path. But the students and staff yesterday at Roberts Wesleyan University took part in a goat yoga session.
I saw that.
To kind of like relieve some stress. So they have this like day called Day of Play, which includes a variety of like outdoor activities to relieve stress, get a break for the end of the semester. And they were offering goat yoga as one of those events that you could take part in. I'm just looking at, I don't know if this is a staff or maybe a student. He's three goats on him. He's downward dog.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to open the floodgates because I know tomorrow we're heading out to Irondequoit. We're going to Dave's Hot Chicken. We're trying new things outside of the show. We're doing things together. This past weekend we went to Tin Cup. Now we're going to Dave's Hot Chicken. And I really
Breezy think... Breezy and I, we're spending a lot of time together.
We're obsessed. And I think this might be next on our list.
Yeah, I'll milk a goat.
Well, downward dog.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know if this is something I would ever do.
I get why it's so therapeutic for so many people. I mean, you ever seen a baby goat? It's cute. I get it. It's fun. It's a different experience than you would have with like, like a dog, a therapy dog.
Right.
These people on TV look like they were having the time of their life yesterday. I think that would make a great first date. You want to go pet some goats? Like, yeah. I'm just trying to think outside the box here, guys.
They should offer this at Lollipop Farm. Just saying.
The baby goats are Robert Wesley.
So, yeah, the goat yoga is crazy. It's a thing. People love it, but...
I think they had the right idea yesterday.
I'm not sure.
Coming up on the show, Breezy and I are going to continue to ask the hard-hitting questions. How many of you dislike your husband's friends?
Ooh.
Well,
or your significant other. It doesn't have to be a husband.
Anyone. For some people, it's enough to call it quits on the marriage. We got to have a serious conversation on this. 585-252-9800. If you are not a fan of your significant other's friends, if so, tell us why. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. Do you hate your significant other's friends? And let's have a serious conversation about this because people's marriages are ending over it.
No, actually.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 81 for the high today. And I found this interesting because for the last 16 years, a study was conducted based around relationships. And it was discovered that husbands' disapproval of their wife's friends doubled the likelihood of divorce. But wives disliking husbands' friends didn't impact the stability of the marriage. So basically what it was suggesting is wives who dislike their husbands' friends didn't disrupt the marriage too much because men are more likely to ditch their friends that their wives dislike.
Right.
You don't like him? Okay, babe, no problem. He's cut off. Is that, guys, is that true? 585-252-9800. Call us. If your wife told you, I'm sick of your friends, they're a bunch of losers, you're done hanging out with them, would you be okay with saying, cool? Or would you tell your wife, pack your bags, you hit the road?
Right. See you, Sally. There's a couple of people weighing in that are, you know, trying to feel this situation out. This person says, I actually like a few of my husband's friends. However, one of his friends got a new girlfriend. And she messaged me telling me she didn't like how close we were. And he's completely ghosted me. Such a coward move, if you ask me. Even my husband was super shocked. We've been friends for 5+ years.
Right. So basically, you're brand new and now you're going to get your insecurities in the way.
Yeah.
And you're going to ruin the relationship between everyone?
Absolutely.
That's what happened. I want to hear from women on this. Any of their guy friends you don't like? Tell us why. You ever been in a situation where you didn't like some of your girlfriend's friends? Be honest.
Okay, yes. I was in a situation once where an ex of mine had a friend, but the friend like actively said all the time that she wanted to sleep with her. So I was like, loving that.
I
She's
can
like,
see
you're
what...
crazy. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, that's so good. That's gold.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Rochelle is on the phone with us. Hi. Good morning, Rochelle.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Okay. Can you relate to this?
What's going on, Queen?
Oh, my gosh. I can relate to this 100%.
Okay.
So... my husband has one or two decent friends, but a majority of them are losers. Let's be honest. Let's be completely honest. Most men don't typically keep good company. guys will be guys, but everyone knows the saying, like, you hang out with losers, you become a loser. So
sure.
I told my husband, if you want to get married, you have to say goodbye to your friends, which he did.
Okay.
He didn't even put up a fight?
Nope. Nope, because he knew.
He's like, I know they're losers. I got it.
Right.
What did you say?
I think he already knew. Happy wife, happy life, you know?
Oh, so what a stupid saying. Explain to me what that means. Because to me, every time I hear that saying, it sounds to me that women are constantly dissatisfied and a man's job is to keep her from spiraling into misery. It's insulting. And not to mention, it sounds like what that means is that a man constantly has to sacrifice his own happiness to please you. But that's probably why the divorce rate is close to 60%. So,
I mean, I don't think you're completely wrong, but basically, I think some men are less threatened by their wife's friends. You know, like, my girlfriends are all successful and make great money. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all independent and some own really good businesses here locally in Rochester. Like, they're not out getting hammered and hitting on random women at the right. Barrel of the Dolls.
Let me ask you something. How many of your friends wear blazers?
Oh, a bunch. I mean, maybe not all day.
A lot
every day,
of blazer but... friends. Huge blazer friends.
We love a woman in a blazer, fully. Rochelle.
Absolutely. I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, I doubt it.
I love that too.
What time is it?
I get ready pretty early. So anyway, I can see why women would hate their husband's friends, but too many of them keep quiet about it. Like, he is your husband. If you don't want him being friends with someone anymore, regardless if they've been friends for years or not, like, tell him that's it. What is he going to do? Choose his buddy over you?
The only reason that your argument has any legs at all is if they are changing who they are as a person when they are around this said friend, or this friend is a bad influence and they're doing bad things when they're together, whether they're drinking all night, staying out till 4 a.m., gambling all your money away, whatever the case may be. But if I think Johnny's annoying, I don't really think that take has legs. But
no, well, I don't think so either. You're telling me that no men are going to put up a fight? Hey, I know you've been friends with this guy for 20 years, but that's it. You got to cut all ties. I don't see that happening. Especially, look, I get if he's a bad dude, because you do become a product of your environment. But like Breezy mm-hmm. said, what if it's just somebody you don't like, but it's not affecting your husband and how he behaves in his personality? It's just, you know, they've been friends forever. That's his brother. Guys stick together.
I think if you don't like one of your husband's friends, it's usually for a reason. I don't think it's necessarily just because they're annoying. Like,
but are they annoying?
I mean, yeah, for me, they're just pretty annoying who don't even make as much money as, like, any of me and my friends make. So,
I don't really know if that has anything to do with anything, but
I don't either.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that's, it sounds to me like that's what it comes down to, is you're comparing your friends to your husband's loser friends.
Well, my friends are better.
Yeah, I mean, no one's arguing that. We know his friends are losers. We obviously get that, but
I'd rather my husband hang out with my friends, to be honest. I think he could learn a thing or two.
I don't think that's what he wants.
But I will say, like, not that I'm siding with you or anything, but when men get together, it is a scary place. I understand where you're coming from with that, for sure.
1,000%. And they generally are all bad influences.
What are men doing that are so horrible? Half the time they're sitting in the basement watching the ball game. What are they doing,
like,
that is so awful?
Out,
oh my God. You guys, give me.
Oogling over other women.
Yeah. Oh, in your basement.
Place. I've picked my dad up from many a gathering. It's scary.
Listen, once in a while, I'm sure that's what they're doing, but men are simple creatures. And I would love to hear from your husband on this, Rochelle, and hear what he actually really thinks and how he's feeling. He's probably heartbroken and crying himself to sleep.
I mean, you are the company you keep, though. So I get it. I do. I understand.
He's sleeping right now, so he probably won't want to hop on. But
no, that's okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your take on this.
Why did he go out last night with the buddies?
He better not.
Who knows, really? He was working late, quote unquote. Anyways, yes, Rochelle, thank you so much for the take this morning.
Yeah, and
thank you guys.
I want to hear from our lovely listeners. What do you guys think on this? 585-252-9800. Rochelle, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thanks for the call. Men are awful. All right, let's go over to this person weigh in. I can see why women would hate their husband's friends, but too many of them keep quiet about it. I told my husband, hey, I don't like so-and-so's buddy, but if you want to continue to hang out with him, that's fine. Just don't bring him into our home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
This person says, if you don't like your husband's or boyfriend's friends, then there's a part of you that doesn't like him. Either he grows out of being friends with them or never has poor company in the first place. You should never have to convince him to not be friends with somebody who is a bad person or a bad influence, because that means there's bad in them too.
Screw that. Let's go over to Emily. Hi, good morning, Emily.
Hi, morning.
All right. The stage is yours. Your thoughts.
Okay. So when I was dating my ex, he had a friend that was dating a girl who had a boyfriend. So he was actively cheating. His best friend was. And I, you know, respected that. Sure, maybe that wasn't my thing. You know, cheating is obviously not right.
Right.
But I was like, I don't really love that you guys are friends. I think that, you know, if he can cheat, then that means you can cheat. If you think it's okay that your best friend's going to do it, then you're probably going to do it. And if you can guess how we broke up, it's because he did the same thing. So.
No, he cheated.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're comfortable with your friends cheating, if you're comfortable with your friends, you know, morals and their values, I don't think that's something that you can sort of put aside.
Correct.
You know, not everyone picks up on them, but that's exactly what happened to me.
You need to let your significant other make that decision, because if you make it for them, the only thing that's going to do is hold resentment. So if they have the same morals and the same values, they're going to make that decision without you having to ask.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. Wow.
So now what? You're
back. That's my take on it. So
no, and listen. Wait, I appreciate it. What now? What you're back in the trenches, huh?
It's single, you know, for now.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Is it the trenches, or is it the happiest place to ever be?
The front lines.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for calling, Emily. All right, have a great day. Chelsea's here.
That is true. That's a valid point.
My husband, you guys, my husband's friends are annoying, but my husband has been friends with them since high school. I'm not going to say never talk to them again, because when they do get together, yeah, they're idiots, but they're really only idiots once a month. If they're going to be stupid one time a month, I'm cool with that. For the most part, he's got some really good friends with good wives. So yeah, you got to pick your battles.
You do.
That's what it comes down to. We're going to take a quick break, guys. PXY Mornings.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
What a nice morning for now. 81 for the high today.
It's going to snow later. So.
It's going to be pretty windy later on with a chance of rain. And by windy, I mean, they're saying, yeah, the wind gusts are going to be like 30 miles per hour, and it's going to make the temperature feel more like 49 instead of 81. Anywho.
Whatever.
My wife and I disagree if drinking alcohol at your kids' sporting events is appropriate. Moose and Breezy here. I don't think we've really ever had a message like this one before, but we'll call this gentleman Doug today.
Okay.
And him and his wife don't see eye to eye when it comes to hitting the juice at their kids' games. By the way, these kids are 10 and 12.
Okay.
Take a listen and let us know what you think. 585-252-9800. You guys can call in or message us on the text line. Doug says, good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy. So my wife and I disagree if drinking alcohol at your kid's sporting event is appropriate. My wife is one of a few parents who brings cranberry juice and vodka in a thermos to our son's games. Our youngest son is 10. Our oldest is 12. And I think it's weird and inappropriate as hell, but my wife says alcohol and sporting events are a normal thing. They go together. And as long as people aren't overdoing it, what's the big deal? Does anyone else see a problem with this, or am I just out of touch and being a buzzkill?
Hmm.
Honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say, what's one cocktail? As long as you don't overdo it and you're not the one driving, I'm not saying start doing keg stands, but you know, how many parents show up at my niece and nephew's soccer games on Saturdays holding a Yeti? You're going to try and convince me that all of them are sipping coffee? Yeah, right. You parents are throwing them back.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
You don't think any of the parents that were coming to your tennis matches were sipping the juice?
I mean, it's like right after work. If you do, you have a problem. It's literally like 4 p.m. No.
No, absolutely. But like even on the weekends, like Saturday,
it's not appropriate.
11 o'clock, I don't know. I don't see the problem. I think sporting events and alcohol go hand in hand. What's one? Parents do it all the time. What if they go to the concession stand and grab a beer? Is that any different?
They're not selling.
Sure they are.
At a high school sporting event?
No, I'm saying like just in leagues, you know what I mean? Co-ed. They do it. I see people drinking.
At their event, they're not there for their kids. You don't need to be blasted watching your kids play soccer. Sorry. Well, not sorry. You don't need to be doing it. I don't agree.
All right. Well, you apparently have never watched a bunch of 8 and 9-year-olds try and play soccer for 60 minutes.
Not you showing up blasted. You definitely need to be blasted.
All right. Let's get to some of our listeners. Let's hear what you guys have to say. Kara's weighing in first. I don't think there's any shame in getting a burger and a beer as long as you don't get plastered like some of these parents. My son is 8, plays on a co-ed team in Gates, and one dad shows up with a cooler every single game and pounds at least 10 beers. Thankfully,
and then drives his kid home.
Thankfully, his wife is the DD, but 10 beers is wild. Yeah.
This person says, well, as long as you are inside the school, maybe. Honestly, school campuses are alcohol-free, though, so technically it might be illegal, but I mean, you do you. This person says, forget the alcohol, just take a gummy.
Yeah, that's it.
You guys whoever that is, to be absolutely like under the influence of you and your children is crazy. No, I'm terrified. CPS Liz, call in.
Oh, obviously there's somebody else there. Nobody's driving their kids home drunk or high. This person says if it wasn't inappropriate, then your wife wouldn't feel the need to hide it in a thermos.
Correct. I'm terrified. I'm petrified. I'm embarrassed for you, Betsy. I'm embarrassed.
You are going to be the mom. I'm telling you right now, mark my words, when you have kids and they're at a sporting event, you're going to be the mom on the sidelines sipping espresso martinis. You are.
I mean, to each their own, but like, I really don't think I will. Here's why I'm like hypersensitive about this. Maybe not like for kids in general, but like, I just think it is so incredibly cringe to go somewhere and be the only one drinking. Like one time, my family and I went to go on like a horse-drawn carriage ride with our whole family. It was like a wagon. We didn't all bareback a horse, all 10 of us.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But they all showed up with big gulps from 7-Eleven, and they were like literally falling off the wagon. And I was like, this is like really embarrassing. The horse was like struggling. It was a whole scene. I'm pretty sure like my cousin threw a cigar off the side. The whole development went up in flames. Like it was a lot.
Oh, the big gulp.
And I was so embarrassed for them. It gave me the ick.
All right, so that's why you're a little sober, so. That's why you're a little triggered then. That memory has put you over the edge. Let's go over to Matt. What's up, guys? I think some people are prudes when it comes to drinking. What about Zoo Brew or the water park or a Red Wings game? Some people have no problem drinking in front of their kids during those type of activities. What difference does it make if they're at their game? He's got a good point. A lot of parents like to get after at the Red Wings games. Or Seabreeze. Definitely Seabreeze.
Okay. Red Wings get like, okay, are we talking about just going with your kids in general or watching your kids play? Because I think this is different.
Well, we're talking about kids' sporting events.
Okay, yeah. If you're at a Red Wings game with your kid, whatever, do what you need to do. But if you're watching your kid play pickup soccer, you do not need a craft beer in your hand. Thank you so much. An IPA, it's 7%.
It's summertime and it's 90 degrees out. Sometimes you just want a cold one. I get it.
You can't wait the 40 minutes? Honestly, I would respect you more if you just left and went to a dive bar and came back. Like, I would respect you more. If you're going to be an absent father or mother.
Oh my God. But what if your partner's there and they're the DD? What difference does it make? Nobody's here drinking alone and driving their kid. That's not what they're saying. And if they are, well, then, you know, shame on you. Good morning, guys. I won't do it myself, but as long as she's not driving or getting sloppy, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. All right, so here's the deal. If you guys are just tuning in, we got a message from a listener we'll call Doug. him and his wife are in disagreement and whether it's appropriate or not to drink at your kid's sporting event. Doug says, absolutely not. And his wife says, who cares? It's in a thermos. What's one or two drinks? What do you guys think? I think it's okay as long as she's not getting hammered, driving herself or the kids to Bill Gray's for an ice cream afterwards. The custard.
I'm just saying, your kids pick up on your behavior, and if that's what you do, they're going to be drinking by 15, so good luck to you. They'll be sneaking out. They'll be in fields. It won't be great. They'll come home in a cop car. I'm not speaking off experience, but it is what it is.
You just checked off every box of everything you've ever done in high school.
Doesn't matter.
Robin says, I'm listening to some of these people message in, and I'm shocked by how many people are saying this is alcoholic behavior. It's a pretty heavy label to put on someone and not one to take lightly, because you want to have a casual drink with other moms at a soccer game doesn't make you an alcoholic. Don't make me laugh. People feel a certain way about this.
I think a lot of people have their own triggers. They have their own trigger points. I just don't think it's necessary.
I agree with Breezy on this. Bringing your own vodka at a 2 p.m. game is low-key crazy, but I can't help but think I probably wouldn't mind if someone grabbed a beer or two from concession.
The things that people will do not to go to therapy is crazy. So, anyways, I'm
split team, right down the middle.
I'm team no drink. The big gulps have definitely shaped me as a human being.
Listen, if you want to take a couple of Capri Sun pouches with you, cut the bottom open, put a little something in there, and tape them back. That's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick break on this one.
Taping a bottom of a Capri Sun is psychotic, so seek help.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Breaking news that yesterday there was an announcement from Governor Kathy Hochul that lawmakers have finally come to an agreement on the state budget. This is a big budget. We're talking $254 billion, $14 billion more than last year. It was signed, sealed, and delivered. I don't know. Where is this money coming from? It's
crazy. All of our speeding tickets.
DOT. The budget includes a $37 billion investment in schools. Nice. $110 million for building or renovating child care facilities. And then you got $50 million in general aid to cities and towns across New York State. But community college tuition will be free for some adult learners.
Interesting.
What? Okay. What adult learners? Who?
Yeah. What are the qualifications of getting a free education through a community college?
And then students, kindergarten through 12th, those schools will continue to receive free breakfast and free lunch, which I think is awesome. Cell phones will be banned from bell to bell in schools.
Okay.
Obviously, school districts are required to develop policies to enforce a lot of those decisions. But free lunch, breakfast, count me in.
So
I'll go back to school.
I don't know if I told you this, but when I was in, when I went back to my high school 2 months ago, whenever I went back there, I don't really remember. But there was basically shut off service in the school, so you can't not shut off service, but they ban you can't open TikTok, you can't open Instagram.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
And I'm I didn't do anything. I'm not a student here.
This is a prison.
No, I was shaking. I was what's happening here?
Now,
what are we doing?
It's been quite some time since I graduated and put my 4 years in at MCC. Yeah. However, if my tuition was free and hey, we'll give you a couple of free courses, would I go back? I think I would.
Weird.
I think I might do it.
Why? Because you can fail photography again?
Oh, my God.
Respectfully.
I know. God, that was brutal. Don't bring that up. I just feel there's so much more I could be learning. And I don't know. Honing in on my skill sets, to do other things. I kind of wouldn't mind doing something, revolving around marketing.
Okay. You could, yeah. So I support your dreams fully. So pop off.
Don't get me wrong. I would never go back to try and get another degree. Just maybe take a class or a course. I just want to feel young again.
Or you could just go to the Rochester Brainery. It's like $30, so.
The what?
The Rochester Brainery. Like, they do, like, master classes on anything ever.
I've never heard of them.
What?
I don't know who that is.
What?
The Rochester Brainery?
Yeah.
Were they in Henrietta with everything else?
No. They're, like, right on university. They do cooking class, wine class, marketing class. They do every class ever.
Really?
They've reached out to work with us multiple times.
Oh, have they? What about massage therapy?
Yes, everything.
Now that.
Everything. That get your oils ready.
Coming up on the show, it's time to clear the air this morning. Breezy and I will get to all of your unpopular opinions. We'll get to your hot takes coming up after the break. You can text or call us, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Jill from Pittsford wrote in a few minutes ago and says there should be a law that you have to pass an IQ test and make over $65,000 a year in order to be a parent. There I said it. Who agrees with Jill?
She's not wrong.
We'll get to more of your messages coming up next.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Got something you need to get off your chest this morning? Well, you know we do. 585-252-9800. Andrea is here this morning. And so many of our friends. Andrea says, I find it disgusting that there are some people who choose to start dating again after your spouse passes away. You made a commitment to be married to that person forever, and that also includes eternity. I don't think anyone knew that. If people are so quick to find someone new, then they probably never loved the person they were married to. There I said it. I don't agree with any of that.
She's unwell.
I think so.
Well, I could say other things, but I'm not going to.
God forbid she passes away, her husband starts dating again 20 years down the road. She'll haunt them for the rest of their life. Dave says, I have no sympathy for most motorcyclists who get hit while lane splitting and moving traffic. There I said it. Drive with caution, people. That's a hot take.
Yeah, I saw someone one time get launched off, but it was traumatizing for me. And not just me, but like them.
Where was? I saw that too.
This must have been last summer, 3:32, going into Farmington. But they were like driving like a maniac. But.
I saw a guy in L.A. hit the back of a pickup doing like 60 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
On a Harley.
Jeez Louise.
I'm like, you know, we're all in standstill traffic, too. It's like, I wouldn't be driving that fast. Keep your head on a swivel, you guys.
Okay, speaking of traffic, I guess this goes into mine for today. I truly believe that when there's traffic, when there's construction traffic, and the lane is ending and it's merging, you have every right to use the closing lane up until it's merging. There, I said it. And I've honestly talked to police officers about this. It's called the zipper method.
Oh, the zipper method.
If you're not using it, you are the problem. So if you're going to get mad at me for moving traffic along, I just truly believe that people do not know how to drive effectively in a construction zone. There I said it. I'm not even talking about speed. I'm just talking about efficiency.
So the zipper method is
There's two lanes. One lane is closing. Say like the right lane is the only one that's fully open.
You have to merge.
You have to merge. But people start merging 3 miles back.
That's right.
Go all the way up.
That's what I do.
And take turns.
Right. That's what I do.
And
because you're slowing traffic down way more.
100%. And I think that people don't know that should be how it's happening. I've literally talked to police officers about it because the flow of traffic is so much more important than you merging back
they
3 miles.
Some people find it to be rude and they don't think it's good driving etiquette, but realistically, it's kind of what you want to do, especially in a construction area.
I'm just so triggered about, I live right off of the Pittsford-Palmyra exit on 490, and like the Pittsford Palmyra Bushnell's Basin stretch right now is absolutely, if you've taken it, you know it's just absolutely garbage. And I will drive however I need to get off the exit. And that's the end of that.
Well,
there, I said it.
She said it, all right. I always found it entertaining, and we've talked about this before when exiting an airplane. I love watching people scramble to leave the plane as soon as it lands. Like, they go nuts. But honestly, I've tried this method, and getting off the plane dead last is the best. I just enjoy going at my own pace. There, I said it. You guys should try it. I mean, unless you got a connecting flight.
Right.
I get that.
It's just way less stress. The amount of anxiety that you feel when you're getting out of your seat into the aisle to get your bag to run, like, there's so much pressure on you that it's undescribable, truly.
It's undescribable.
It's undescribable.
Somebody by the name of Chase is asking me if I have abs. I don't know what's going on here. Chase,
the answer's hard no.
Well, relax. There's something. There's something going down there right now. They're making their big debut. Tell me what
it's
you mean.
It's the Domino's from last night.
Why do you want to know? Text us back. JC says, I stopped at Starbucks yesterday for a pick-me-up. And can we all agree that this place is not a coffee shop? They should call it a milk bar, because 80% of their beverages are just dairy products. And it makes me laugh when I see people drinking venti-sized milkshakes. You guys are all being taken. There, I said it. But they are good. Some of you think it's coffee. You don't like coffee. You like dessert. Right. And that's fine. That's fine, because a caramel frappuccino, some of you will get that every single morning. And that's why you have diabetes. Let's go over to Slim Jim. What's up, Slim Jim? Ladies, we don't care if you have stretch marks. You're still beautiful. There, I said it.
Aww.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Laura's here. She says, I don't trust people with two letters in their name. There, I said it. CJ, TJ, SJ.
I don't trust them either. JJ, PJ.
JC.
Who just texted in?
I know someone named JC who's really mean. Maybe they're not mean. They just look really mean. But I don't trust it. Jesus. What are you hiding? What are you overcompensating for? Why can't you just say your full name?
The reason I ask if you have abs, Moose, is because don't you notice that that's the one thing that most women want on a guy? No, I don't think that's it at all. I think you could be fat and be totally financially loaded. They prefer that. You think they want a skinny, you know, broke guy with abs? No. Come on. Women have priorities. Right?
I think skinny,
if you have both, kudos to you.
Skinny with abs gives me the ick. Not for women, just for men.
Do you find it trashy? Is it trashy to you?
I kind of do. Because they just...
I knew it was coming.
I feel like the pants are low, too.
Yeah.
And they're wearing a wife beater. Like, I don't know. It's just,
really skinny guy with abs of steel are white trash, according to Breezy. There, she said
okay,
it.
You put that in my mouth. You okay. Said that, not me.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Do you hate your significant other's friends? We're continuing the conversation from this morning. And let's really talk about it, because people's marriages are ending over it.
Mm-hmm.
I
it's
found
not
it
good.
No, I found it interesting that the last 16 years they had been conducting a study based around relationships, and what they had discovered was that husbands' disapproval of their wives' friends doubled the likelihood of divorce. But if the wives disliked the husband's friends, it didn't really significantly
impact it whatsoever.
No. And basically what they're suggesting is wives who dislike their husband's friends didn't disrupt the marriage too much. But because men, really what it comes down to is the men are most likely, they're ready to ditch their friends if the wife tells them they have to.
Right.
Which I find crazy. Is that true, you guys? 585-252-9800. Call us, because I do. I want to hear from women. Any guy friends of your husband's that you just can't stand?
Just not a fan.
Just not a fan. Did I ask you this morning? Did you have friends
yes.
of your significant other?
Yes, I did.
What happened to them?
So, well, listen, here's what had happened. My one ex had a friend, a girlfriend, who would actively tell her more times than not that she wanted to sleep with her. So,
oh, right, of course.
And I was like, I don't really like love that. She's like, you're crazy. I'm like, okay. All right.
Who called you crazy?
My ex. She's like, we're literally friends. And the girl was like, I think she was like exploring her sexuality. Mm-hmm, so my ex at the time was like, so like, who's your type? Like, what's your type? And she literally looked her directly in the face and goes, you.
Oh, that's
I'm like, oh, okay, that's, I'm not comfy. She's like, you're literally so controlling. Like, wait, what? You're psychotic. Oh. We're not going to last past 2 years.
No, right. Let's hear from some of you guys. Rochelle is on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning.
Okay. Can you relate to this?
What's going on, Queen?
Oh, my gosh. I can relate to this 100%.
Okay.
So my husband has one or two decent friends, but a majority of them are losers.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Sure. Let's be completely honest. Most men don't typically keep good company. Guys will be guys, but everyone knows the saying, like, you hang out with losers, you become a loser. So
sure.
I told my husband, if you want to get married, you have to say goodbye to your friends, which he did.
Okay.
He didn't even put up a fight?
Nope. Nope, because he knew.
He's like, I know they're losers. I got it.
Right.
What did you say?
I think he already knew. Happy wife, happy life, you know?
Oh, so. It's what a stupid saying. Explain to me what that means. Because to me, every time I hear that saying, it sounds to me that women are constantly dissatisfied and a man's job is to keep her from spiraling into misery. It's insulting. And not to mention, it sounds like what that means is that a man constantly has to sacrifice his own happiness to please you. But that's probably why the divorce rate is close to 60%. So,
I mean, I don't think you're completely wrong, but basically, I think some men are less threatened by their wife's friends. You know, like, my girlfriends are all successful and make great money. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all independent and some own really good businesses here locally in Rochester. Like, they're not out getting hammered and hitting on random women at the barrel of the dolls.
Let me ask you something. How many of your friends wear blazers?
Oh, a bunch. I mean, maybe not all day, every day.
A lot of blazer friends. Huge blazer friends.
We love a woman in a blazer, fully. Rochelle.
Absolutely. I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, I doubt it.
I love that too.
What time is it?
I get ready pretty early. So anyway, I can see why women would hate their husband's friends, but too many of them keep quiet about it. Like, he is your husband. If you don't want him being friends with someone anymore, regardless if they've been friends for years or not, like, tell him that's it. What is he going to do? Choose his buddy over you?
The only reason that your argument has any legs at all is if they are changing who they are as a person when they are around this said friend, or this friend is a bad influence and they're doing bad things when they're together, whether they're drinking all night, staying out till 4 a.m., gambling all your money away, whatever the case may be. But if I think Johnny's annoying, I don't really think that take his legs. But
no, well, I don't think so either. You're telling me that no men are going to put up a fight? Hey, I know you've been friends with this guy for 20 years, but that's it. You got to cut all ties. I don't see that happening. Especially, look, I get if he's a bad dude, because you do become a product of your environment. But like Breezy said, what if it's just somebody you don't like, but it's not affecting your husband and how he behaves in his personality? It's just, you know, they've been friends forever. That's his brother. Guys stick together.
I think if you don't like one of your husband's friends, it's usually for a reason. I don't think it's necessarily just because they're annoying. Like,
but are they annoying?
I mean, yeah, for me, they're just pretty annoying who don't even make as much money as, like, any of me and my friends make. So,
I don't really know if that has anything to do with anything, but
I don't either.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, well, that's, it sounds to me like that's the what it comes down to, is you're comparing your friends to your husband's loser friends.
Well, my friends are better.
Yeah, I mean, no one's arguing that. We know his friends are losers. We obviously get that, but
I'd rather my husband hang out with my friends, to be honest. I think he could learn a thing or two.
I don't think that's what he wants.
But I will say, like, not that I'm siding with you or anything, but when men get together, it is a scary place. I understand where you're coming from with that, for sure.
1,000%, and they generally are all bad influences.
What are men doing that are so horrible? Half the time they're sitting in the basement watching the ball game. What are they doing
like
that is so
blackout,
awful? Oh my God, you
God
guys, give me
oogling over other women.
Yeah. Oh, in your basement.
Place. I've picked my dad up from many a gathering. It's scary.
Listen, once in a while, I'm sure that's what they're doing. But men are simple creatures, and I would love to hear from your husband on this, Rochelle, and hear what he actually really thinks and how he's feeling. He's probably heartbroken and crying himself to sleep.
You are the company you keep, though. So I get it. I do. I understand.
He's sleeping right now, so he probably won't want to hop on. But
no, that's okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your take on this.
Why did he go out last night with the buddies?
He better not.
Who knows, really? God, he was working late, quote unquote. Anyways, yes, Rochelle, thank you so much for the take this morning.
Yeah, and
thank you guys.
I want to hear from our lovely listeners. What do you guys think on this? 585-252-9800. Rochelle, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thanks for the call. She hates men. All right, let's some people are for it. It looks like with some of the messages coming in right now, it looks like it's kind of split down the middle. It's personal experience. Let me get over to hi, good morning, PXY. Emily, are you there?
Hi, morning.
All right. The stage is yours. Your thoughts.
Okay. When I was dating my ex, he had a friend that was dating a girl who had a boyfriend. So he was actively cheating. His best friend was. And I, you know, respected that. Sure, maybe that wasn't my thing. You know, cheating is obviously not right.
Right.
But I was like, I don't really love that you guys are friends. I think that, you know, if he can cheat, then that means you can cheat. If you think it's okay that your best friend's going to do it, then you're probably going to do it. And if you can guess how we broke up, it's because he did the same thing. So.
No, he cheated.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if you're comfortable with your friends cheating, if you're comfortable with your friends', you know, morals and their values, I don't think that's something that you can sort of put aside.
Correct.
You know, not everyone picks up on them, but that's exactly what happened to me.
Well, you need to let your significant other make that decision, because if you make it for them, the only thing that's going to do is hold resentment. So if they have the same morals and the same values, they're going to make that decision without you having to ask.
Right. Exactly.
So now what? You're
that's
back.
My take on it. So
no, listen. Wait, I appreciate it. What now? What you're back in the trenches, huh?
It's single, you know, for now.
I think
the trenches, or is it the happiest place to ever be?
Yeah, the front lines.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for calling, Emily. All right, have a great day.
Take
PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Office Space, the classic 1999 film, is the movie that we acted out yesterday from Rooster Piece Theater, starring Ron Livingston and the lovely Jennifer Aniston. I mean, one of the greatest movies ever made. It's a classic. But before Breezy goes ahead and takes a dump on the movie, why don't we go ahead and take a listen to a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie from yesterday's Rooster Piece Theater. Take a listen.
I didn't have to move again, and the desk has already been moved 4 times already.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So if you could just go ahead and collect your things and move them into the basement, that would be so great. Thank you.
No, I told Lynn that if I had to move one more time, I was going to lose it because someone took my stapler and they didn't return it. And I already told them that if I have to move one more time.
So why don't you go ahead and pack up your stuff, move it down there, because that would be so terrific. That's just what we're going to do.
But I was told like my stapler would be returned. And I don't have it yet. And I don't want to move into the basement because of the cockroach problem.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
All right, but that's the last straw.
And cut.
So you thought we absolutely crushed it yesterday. The question, before we get to our scene, because I know you saw the movie last night.
Yeah.
We got to ask the question, Breezy. Did Office Space hold up?
Well, knowing what I know now, I definitely didn't crush it. I definitely could have been more of a dick, for sure.
Right. That's terrific.
Yeah. I definitely think it held up. Honestly, but it held up, but at the same time, it didn't because nobody's in the office anymore. So it's like very far off.
Not necessarily. There are a lot of people that are going back to work and getting rid of the remote atmosphere, if you will.
Some people.
I know it's still rare, but yeah, there are people going back to work. Let's break this movie down, shall we?
Yeah.
What was your favorite character? Who's your favorite in the movie?
Honestly, like,
mine was the boss.
Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, he was good, but I don't know. Jennifer Aniston is fine wine. She just gets better with age. She looks terrific in this movie. She's so young.
She is young in this film.
But she looks exactly the same. It's insane.
Yeah, she's...
I just love her so much. Dare I say, she's the best actress of all time.
Yeah, no, that's
I really believe that.
That's definitely an unpopular opinion, but that's since your opinion.
Oh, God, she's so good.
Who did you hate the most? As far as character wise,
I didn't hate Milton. He just was annoying to me.
Well, you know, he's very much on the spectrum in the film. So, but hard worker, that's for sure. They really took advantage of him, did they not?
They
moved him 12 times, the poor guy, all the way into the basement.
He was just looking for a stapler.
And some of these, the reason why I think this movie did so well is because of how relatable it is. I mean, we've all had to sit there, not all of us, but if you had an office job, you had to sit there and sing happy birthday to somebody you don't even like or have a relationship with. And it's just depressing.
It is depressing.
Happy birthday.
My favorite quote was, "I'm not lazy, I just don't care."
Right. That's a famous line from the movie.
I'm not lazy, I just don't
what
care.
What did you
look literally me?
What's the one thing you took from the film Office Space?
If you do something you don't like enough times, you will go insane.
You will. 100%.
The building burning ashes to ashes, dust to
dust.
Hey,
he warned them.
He did.
We are jumping into the 1999 classic film Office Space that Breezy is reviewing for her movie review. Did you have a best throwback moment in the film? I mean, we're talking 1999.
Yeah, the whole thing was pretty old. You know what I loved? The restaurant they were at. I don't know why restaurants used to make their servers wear the
flare.
The suspenders with all the buttons on the side.
The flare, yeah.
It's like, what?
Let's talk about your flare. The boss in this film? What's the name of the restaurant? Because they were trying to do TGI Fridays, but I forgot what they called it.
Something along the lines of a Ruby Tuesdays.
It was great, though. I think everyone in the film, I was so well casted. Popcorn bucket score, Breeze, out of 5 popcorn buckets. What are you giving Office Space?
It was a good movie. I liked it. I can see why it's a classic. I thought the main character was very cute. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 4.2.
Not too bad.
Not at all.
One of the highest scores you've given any film in quite some time.
I know.
A 4.2. Yeah, I'll take that this one.
So generous.
Yeah.
Know?
I was waiting for you to say 2.3 because it didn't hold up. I'm like, oh, I'm going to murder her.
No.
Not to mention, this movie has also made you probably think a couple of times of blackmailing our company.
Oh, my God.
And stealing millions.
If I had a nickel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
If I had a nickel.
PXY and Macy's want to send one lucky winner to New York City.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We love having guests in the studio.
Yes, we do.
And I was very excited to hear our friends are coming in this morning, but even though we're all sitting here suffering from our allergies, we're still so excited.
No, we're unwell. Right,
Chris and Matt, the people who brought you Cruel Summer.
Chris, Alyssa?
Or excuse me, Alyssa
and
Matt.
People literally don't know your name. No, you are like an enigma. People are like, her name's whatever.
Alyssa, you and I have met a handful of times.
We have.
But Breezy told me this morning that your name was Alyssa. So.
No, oh, perfect. I'm so glad. Not Chris.
Literally been on our show 15 times.
But you guys are back at it once again. And also, I'm going to ask you about this in a little bit, but somebody brought it to my attention yesterday about everything you're going to be doing for Party in the Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have to. And also,
Lilac Festival.
Hey. Yes,
and also what you're doing this weekend. There's just like a lot. It's a lot.
We're just in Rochester. We're taking over the Rochester area.
Just bopping. I love it. Yeah. So obviously we know you guys from Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of success. We hosted your huge Taylor birthday party back in December 13th, which was a lot of fun. And now we're just going to keep the Taylor train running, but we're venturing off into new uncharted territory and waters.
A little bit. Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm excited. I think so. Learning Billie Eilish's discography was really fun.
Okay.
And I mean, of course, like Taylor's my first love, but doing a little something different. So this weekend we're gonna do a tribute. It's like a one night only thing, depending on how it goes, and one night only to tribute to Billie Eilish's music. Wow. So yeah, we're excited.
And that's going to be at Three Heads.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are you gonna be at Three Heads?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a little like low key.
He's not used to talking in microphones, guys.
It's okay. He's like, I just play
into them.
He's like in the corner.
I love it.
But you guys do make a great team.
Thank
and
you.
Since I met you, the only thing I ever have done is hear you play Taylor. So this is a nice little treat, especially for our listeners.
I know. So before Moose got back from LA, you would come on as Roses and Revolutions. You have like 100,000 bands, so it's really hard to keep track of.
You're telling me the talent
that is you, and that is both of you. But we love our friends at Three Heads, and I love that you guys team up with them and just create like new pockets of entertainment for the Rochester community. Because we were just talking off air, Billie Eilish fans and Taylor Swift fans, they don't really overlap that much. So I feel like a whole new crowd of people are going to be able to experience you both, the duo, your talent, your voice. And it's just going to be really cool. And we love Billie Eilish on this station. Obviously, we play her a bunch.
Yeah.
Are you going to surprise us with this song you're about to perform? Or are you going to tell us what it is first?
We're going to do Birds of a Feather. So with just very much like the Taylor stuff that we perform, we're trying to go across all of Billie Eilish's albums and EPs and just kind of give everybody a little something from all of her eras, I guess.
I love it.
Not me saying eras about Billie Eilish.
I love it. All right, guys. While the stage is yours, let it rip.
Thank you.
I want you to stay till I'm in the grave, till I ride away, dead and buried, till I'm in the casket you carry. If you go, I'm going too. Cause it was always you. If I'm turning blue, please don't save me. Nothing left to lose without my baby. Birds of a feather, we should stick together. I know I said I'd never think I wasn't better alone. Can't change the weather, might not be forever, but if it's forever, it's even better. And I don't know what I'm crying for. I don't think I could love you more. Might not be long, but baby, I love you till the day that I die. Till the day that I die. Till the light leaves my eyes. Till the day that I die. I want you to see how you look to me. You wouldn't believe if I told you. You would keep the compliments I throw you, but you're so full of it. Tell me it's a bit. No, say you don't see it, your mind's polluted. Say you wanna quit, don't be stupid. And I don't know what I'm crying for. I don't think I could love you more. Might not be long, but baby, I don't wanna say goodbye till the day that I die, till the light is my eyes, till the day that I die. I knew you in another life. You had the same look in your eyes. I love you, don't act so surprised.
Yeah!
You guys crushed it.
Thank you.
No, you killed it.
You know
it.
What I always wondered,
Alyssa?
How long does it take you to pick up on a song like that and just be able to do it?
I mean, if it's like pop songs are just magical because you can pick up on them so quickly. That's what makes them so great, is they're catchy. And
you listen to them on the radio.
That also, you know, if yeah. you're listening to PXY all the time, like sure. we are, you know, that's that we just pick it up. And then when you actually like put a guitar to it, you're like, oh my God, I actually know this.
Yeah, that sounded incredible. You guys are an awesome team.
You're so sweet.
Billie Eilish night. Angel. At Three Heads, can you tell us one more time about when is that and all the details?
Yeah, it's Saturday night, 7 o'clock, this Saturday, May 3rd, at Three Heads, and you can still get tickets in advance until day of show.
I love it.
Text coming in right now, 1010, wow, mind blown, can't wait for this show. So excited. So yeah, Billie Eilish this weekend, Three Heads, May 3rd. You can still grab tickets, like you said. Then you're going to be at Lilac on Monday as Cruel Summer.
Yes, Monday, May 12th, it's coming up.
And then Party in the Park.
And then Party in the Park.
Oh, my God.
You guys got a busy schedule.
Are you sleeping? Or
I need to ask you guys that, actually.
Fully. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And sharing your voice with us.
You guys are amazing. We love you.
Yes, Alyssa and Matt, not Matt and Chris. Thank you guys so much.
Chris and Matt is great, too, honestly.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.